This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Just about 1 month remains before students return to the SIUC campus, but the big question remains, just what will the fall semester look like? I talked with Chancellor Austin Lane about his expectations.
You know what, I have thought about that for months now, ever since the pandemic started, and I just don't know. There's so many unknowns, and I can't find anyone else that knows. Right? I think all of us in higher education, this is the first time that this has ever happened to any of us. And so a lot of what we're doing is trying to be as proactive as we can be. But as you know, sometimes we're more reactive because you find out either there's a case or someone is sick and you go into protocol measures. And so, you know, our fall, when we put out our plan, was to at least have a starting point. Again, that could change tomorrow. If you look at what's happening in other states like Texas and Florida, they have plans too. And as you're seeing today, they're already changing those plans. And so, you know, we have to be flexible during these times. And I think we have to realize that it's something we can't control, but that if we can do the best job we can on safety measures and making sure that we're taking care of our students, our faculty, our staff, and those community members who visit, you know, that's going to be the key going forward this fall.
I hear from a lot of people who say they're scared to come back to class. How are you working with faculty, staff, and students on how they can return to Carbondale?
Yeah, the biggest piece in our fall plan, and we really lead with this, is safety. You know, it's not about just trying to hurry up and come back. It's about how we have our safety protocols in place, how we can ensure that we're following those protocols to keep people safe. So the requiring of the masks, the social distancing, making sure our classrooms can accommodate for that space to make sure our faculty and students in the class are safe is going to be critical. Our cleaning regimen and protocols have to be in place as well. And so that's really what we're focused on more in the plan now, is how do we ensure that we're going to be as safe as we can. If we have students or someone that has symptoms, making sure they understand what they need to do in the protocol, making sure we understand our work with Jackson County Department of Health and how those procedures have been laid out. So it's going to be a team effort to make sure everyone feels safe, knowing that we're all still going to be scared, even myself included. You know, we're all nervous about this. We're all, and it's justifiably so. And so for anyone that has those concerns, we're trying to talk with them on a case-by-case basis. We have some that won't come back, right? Because, you know, they're going to be online or they're going to be opting out of doing some of the duties because of their health and because of their situation. And we want to be mindful of that and respectful of that.
And some students face additional challenges. We got word this week that Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining with other attorneys general in a lawsuit to block the new immigration rule. That rule says international students have to take in-person classes or be sent home. I wonder what effect that rule will have if it's upheld, and what you're hoping for when it comes to SIU's international student population.
Yeah, well, first off, our international student population, head and shoulders above the rest, is just a phenomenal group of students, all with the intent to be here and experience the Saluki experience and to graduate and to call SIU home. And I can't tell you how many times I've been around the community and met already a lot of our international alums who were once students here, and they've gone on to do great things. So as you can imagine, for us, it's a big stakes game if we don't have our students here, international students. And so we were excited in that, even with that, we were never going to be fully online with what we found out. So our plan didn't include for that. And so it does allow our international students more of an opportunity to be here and not be at risk of having to go back or not to come back.
International students, of course, factor into the overall enrollment picture. That's one of the challenges that SIUC was facing even before COVID-19. What are you seeing for this fall?
You know, unofficially, and this is important to highlight, unofficial, but we're seeing already some increases in our freshman class, and that's promising. That means that a lot of the best practice that was put in place here by folks that arrived, or they were here before me, are actually seeing some increases in the incoming freshman class, despite COVID and everything else. There's still a few weeks out, right? So we can't get too excited about that. And we've got to work on our yield rates. We got to make sure that we close the deal on students to make sure that this is where they want to be. Our orientations are up, which is a good thing. The registrations are up in that particular category. And our housing contracts are up. So those are three good signs that tell us we're in good shape there. We'll be working really hard, though, on our transfer enrollment. I'm going to be going out and meeting the president over at John Logan. I know he has announced his retirement, but I'm going to catch him before he's able to leave. I think December is his date, but have a plans to meet with him and others in the surrounding area to make sure that pipeline for students that want to come from John Logan to SIU are able to do that in a seamless way.
Austin Lane is the chancellor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.